This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What you're hearing are stories of, we're here for Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're here for something greater. We are pursuing something greater. We can bear greater pain because we seek a greater reward. And that is, at the end of the day, essential to us as people of Iman and people who aspire to be people of Yaqeen, people of certainty.
I think, Sheikh Omar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I say this to myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us see things, hear things, live things for a reason. كنا نرى القرآن رسائل من الله, as you know. The Sahaba used to say, we see the Quran as messages from Allah. Now we have, in addition to the Quran, is everything else is happening. The first question everyone should ask themselves, man and a woman, why not me? Right? We all say when things doesn't go our way, we say, why me? Right? I look at the people of Gaza and I, لا اعتراض على حكمك يا ربي. Maybe because I'm not going to be able to take it. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. But the question, first thing I look and I say, why not me? And my answer is, وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. The grace of Allah upon me. Number two is, now connect the Sahaba, connect the people of Gaza. صحابيات and Sahaba. Number one, the focus. Before tragedies comes in, when people go to, when they went to Abyssinia, they didn't think about anything else than pleasing Allah, and that's the right thing they need to do. When they went to Medina, even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the dunya for them, right? Ya ayyuha an-nabi qul li azwajika in kuntunna turidna al-hayata ad-dunya wa zinataha. This came in Medina. Prophet, tell your wives, do you want the dunya and the beauty of this dunya? Come on in, I'll let you go. No harm feelings, nothing. Just go, choose. إِن كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Choice. This or this. If I and you and all of us, at time of prosperity right now, we have made that choice. And by the way, that choice is harder than when we are under a test. I have all the choices of the world. I can do whatever I want. And by my choice and yaqeen and faith and certainty, I chose Allah wa rasulah wa dar al-akhirah. And it's not words. You know this. There's nothing cheaper than speaking, than words. But my actions fulfill the words I am saying. أحب الله, then Allah is number one. أحب رسوله, show me, alayhi salatu wasalam, show me your sunnah. You really need the dar al-akhirah, then I am going to sacrifice in this dunya, because some things, if I want them in this dunya, the akhirah is going to be difficult. When I live this way, I think this is the most important message. Wallahi, I feel, and correct me if I'm wrong, if the people of Gaza, with all the tragedy they are going through, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and reward them abundantly. Mm-hmm. See the result of their tragedy. Not only the victory that we know it's gonna come, but maybe timing is in Allah's hand, but they see that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them go through changed us, Muslims. What do you think they will say? That's why you said it in the beginning, and I'm saying to everybody, we cannot be the same people before October 7th. We can't, as Muslims, as living here, not only support, but our relationship with Allah has to change. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Hasn't time come that the believers, their hearts surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let's all make the choice. Let's make Allah, الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, and the دار الآخرة is our priority. Let's live the dunya. Alhamdulillah, they lived in Medina, all the wives of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. But the choice was always please Allah. So when they are tested, and again, the tests came in Medina, you know that the answer comes very easily, exactly like the woman of Gaza, you see them right now, right? They are sad, they're crying, but their focus is on Allah. I know Allah will reward me. I know I'll see you in Jannah. You don't say these things unless you really believe in them. وَالصَّدْمَةَ الْأُولَى, when you're seeing your children. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like them. I always say, Ya Rabbi, make them like that, like them. Don't test me. Don't test me, because I don't know what I was gonna, how I'm gonna react. But make me like them when the dunya is in my hand. And when the dunya, you decide to take it from me, make me steadfast and say and act what pleases you.
Du'a Salam al-Mutir, rahimahullah, قال اللهم إن كنت بلغت أحد من عبادك الصالحين درجة ببلاء فبلغنيها بالعافية.
Yeah, نعم.
Allah, if you have guided someone to a particular rank through test, then guide me to that rank or grant me that rank بالعافية, with ease. You don't ask Allah for the test. We're not asking Allah to be tested like the people of Gaza. We're asking Allah to have the blessing of the yaqeen of the people of Gaza.